Homicide!
Hold on a second.
Hurry up!
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the ad for the warranty vocalist.
Oh, Jesus. Hold on a second.
Hello?
Yeah, hold on.
Hurry up!
Hello?
Yeah, I'm calling about the ad for the warranty vocalist.
What?
I'm calling about the ad in the paper. For the warranty vocalist?
Yeah, we got a vocalist.
Right? I'm warranty. I fuck anything.
We got a vocalist. Right?
Could you tell me a little bit about the band?
Listen, we got a vocalist already.
Yeah, but I might want to try out.
No, we don't need anybody. We got somebody already.
No, but you ain't heard me yet.
We do. You can mail me a tape. I'll check it out.
All right, what's your name?
What?
What's your name? Who I mail the tape to?
Joe. All right, fuck off.
What? What don't you hang up on me?
Hey, who the fuck is this, you stupid fucking moron?
Hey, what, that's not nice.
You're talking like a fucking prick, you fucking dick.
What, you not a night to call
Listen, you fucking moron, go to mental institution.
What,
you don't need to fucking sing, you sound like a fucking retard.
You're making me upset now.
Fuck yourself, you stupid fucking moron. Learn to speak fucking English, alright? Don't fucking call this ad again, you fucking
what,
dick.
What's the matter? I'm calling about the ad in the paper.
Yeah, hi, is Gunther around?
Yeah.
Gunther, listen, my name's Jim. I'm calling the,
Key Work.
I got it, Glenn. Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is there a keyboard player wanted thing?
Yeah. Okay, well...
I was looking for Gunther, I guess.
Yeah.
Saw an ad in, Musicians Exchange.
All right, yeah, that's me you're speaking to. How long have you been playing keyboards and stuff?
Well, I started on guitar when I was a kid. I switched to keyboards about 6 years ago.
Right. How old are you?
25.
You're 25? Alright, that's cool. See, right now, we're looking for a singer right now, too, at the same time. And, the rest of the band doesn't know I'm adding, like, a keyboard player. It's kind of like an experimental thing that I wanted to try because the music is, like, really, instrumental. I mean, there's a lot of guitar stuff. Like, you know, I'm heavily into, like, Malmsteen and McAlpine and guys like that.
Yeah. Or you get any, like, you got any singers? You get any calls on that?
Yeah, a lot of calls. Actually, I just got a nut calling me just now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This guy's, like...
He sounds good or what?
What?
He sounds like a good, like, crazy guy?
He sounds like an asshole. I cursed him out on the phone. He was, like, a retard, you know? He was, like, you know... I even told him, I was, like... I mean, he was, like... You know, what is you guys gonna sing? You guys, I was like, dude, you know, send me a tape or something like that. And he was like, I want to come down, you know, like a retard. He was just, it was a joke, you know. And I was just like, fucking, this guy's a wacko. And I hung up on him. He called me back and he's like, why you make me feel sad? You know, I was like, what an asshole, you know. So I was just like, I fucking blew that guy. But we got like a lot of responses from the paper because, like, you know, we recorded a demo and it was like reviewed in like a lot of magazines, like the East Coast Rocker and stuff. So a lot of people are, like, responding right now, like, you know, and...
You want to keep it instrumental, right?
No, it's not... No. The music is not instrumental. We have a whole set. We actually had 8 shows booked when we, like, fired our old singer and stuff because, you know, he was, like, doing a lot of drugs and stuff, and we found out about it, and he was screwing up in the songs, and he couldn't, like, stay in key and stuff, and he didn't even know when he was in tune for a lot of things, and we just, like, we had to cancel 8 shows. We had shows booked all the way to March. You know, all over, up in Jersey, upstate New York, in Manhattan, CB's, you know, in Queens. And we were booking more shows, and just, like, we had to, like, let it go because, like, this guy couldn't, like, hack the parts and stuff. So the guys, we actually brought in another guy from a band called Condemned from Jersey. He said they were signed to Atlantic Records. We had him down on a trial basis, and he had a good, like, heavy, low-range voice, but he couldn't sing any, like, the melodic stuff. Like the music, you know, for a singer, I need somebody like the guy from Pantera or the guy like from Forbidden, that type of stuff. Who can sing like melodic and clean, and it's pretty tough because like a lot of guys out there, that, you know, even when I talk to them on the phone, I say, who do you sound like? And when they come down to your audition, they don't even sound
blah,
like...
Blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
Blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. So. Listen, yeah, it's not like no faggy Malmsteen, like Joe Lynn Turner kind of band with a faggish singer and shit, right?
Nah, not like that. It's thrash.
You guys gay or straight, man?
What was that?
You guys gay or straight?
Nah, straight.
All right.
You know,
because I don't want to get in a situation with guys wearing wigs and acting like Joe Lynn, you know?
Nah, it's not that.
Doing the Malmsteen gay, completely fucking gay music.
Nah, it's not like that. It's like thrash.
Jesus, fuck. If I have another band with a fucking faggy ass thinking they're hard rock thrashers, but they sound like fucking fag boys.
Nah, this stuff, if you read our reviews and stuff, we got a lot of shit, like, done,
blah, blah,
you know,
blah,
with the tape
blah, blah.
And stuff. So,
yeah. Let me tell you about myself, right?
Yeah.
You're doing enough talking, right?
Yeah.
If you're interested.
Right.
You are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thoughts are all right. So, some of these bands, they're so full of themselves, they don't want to know, right?
Right, go ahead. Shoot.
Yamaha SY-77. Got a Korg M1. I got a DX7 spare.
Right.
I got the rack units packed.
So you got
Korg M1R, Proteus, Lexicon, Tascam M20.
Yeah.
Mixers up the ass. Digital Bradshaw switching. The full works. I'm road ready.
Right, that's cool.
Talking Jersey, I can fucking be there tomorrow.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I don't want to dilly-dally with some, you know, fucking, you know, that kind of shit. I'm ready to go.
All right.
So if you want a fucking keyboardist.
See, the thing is, like I said, when I discussed it with these guys in my band, they were against it, you know, because it's like, oh, fucking keyboards, oh, that sucks, like this and that. You know, like, my bassist is into death metal. He likes, like, everything from Morbid Angel, Sepultura, like, Deicide and shit. He hates keyboards. He's like, ah, that's fag shit. You know, and the drummer's, like, against it, too. And actually, with my old singer, he was, like, into it because, like, he was, like, singing melodic and shit. And,
blah,
like,
blah, blah,
know,
blah, blah.
And I was, like,
blah,
into that
blah,
shit.
Blah, blah, blah.
So, yeah. I don't know how they're going to react to it, so. I mean, I have to discuss it with them. Right now, we're just more into it.
Well, they could take that up with me if they got a problem, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't want any, like, you know, guys talking about it behind my back. They don't like the sounds they hear. They can tell me to my face.
Yeah, they don't like keyboards, period.
Yeah, well, you could tell them to fuck off.
Well, that's their decision, you know.
What do they wear, these guys, spandex fuckers?
I just told you, man. What, are you stupid? The fucking, they're into death metal. You're just like this other fucking retard, man. You people are fucking nuts, man. Go
yeah,
fuck I'll yourself,
on your fucking head, motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck yourself, you fucking keyboard faggot.
I'll tool your ass, motherfucker.